This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
I know you're able for.
Lead me.
You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch.
Lead me.
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We are going to continue our message on a building not made with hands. It's continued from last week. We're going to start out reading. Last week we read 1 Corinthians 5, 1 through 8. We're going to start out this week with Matthew's 50 through 53. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. You know, I've been telling y'all, we got a building not made by hands. This is infallible proof that we're going to rise again in the judgment. Hallelujah, Jesus. When Jesus was crucified and the darkness covered the land and the earthquakes came, hallelujah to his name, and the rocks were rent in twain and the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. The graves were opened up. Nobody came out of the graves until Jesus went into the grave and rose again. When he got up, the scripture lets us know that about 500 saints got up out of the graves and they walked the streets of Jerusalem. I told you we got another building. We got another building and it's not made with hand. You know, in Revelation 6, 9 through 11, saints are revengeful. The ones that are sleeping. This is what they said to God in the book of Revelation. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. In other words, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by our testimony. These slain saints, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? They're asking for revenge for the enemies that killed them for their testimony. And this is God's response. And white robes was given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for yet a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. We got another building. Y'all, you know what? The Bible tells us not to fear the ones that can kill the body only, but fear the ones that can kill the body and soul. If this temple be destroyed, if I'm murdered, if I'm killed in a car wreck, one of these days I'm going to rise. I'm going to live again. I'm going to get up because I have another building that's not made by hands. We are not going to need this old house no longer. We're not going to need this old house anymore. This old house is falling apart. It's going down. From the day that we are born, we start dying. And Yahya, Jesus, we might want to live forever in this body, but oh, flesh and blood can't enter into heaven. You know, some of the people, they want to go to heaven, but oh, they don't want to die. They want to live in this body and then be evaporated into heaven in this body. But if this old fleshly house went into heaven, it's corrupt. Heaven is a holy place. Hallelujah. Flesh would corrupt it. Our evil would, evilness in us, our iniquities that we have hidden. But God's got another building. A building not made by hand. Let us not try to protect this old house of flesh. God knows what he was doing. This is just a shell that we're in. The real me is on the inside. The real me has got to be uncovered. This old shell here got to fall off. Got to be uncovered. God's got another building for me. Oh, you know, it said that we long to be in our other building. But God, I remember that Paul said that he would long to be in the other body, the one not made with hands. But it was more profitable if he stayed in the flesh on the earth so he could help his brothers and sisters. He had more preaching to do. He had more work to do. Yeah, I know a lot of people, you know, they say they want to go to heaven. And we do. I do. But I don't want to go today. I want to stay here. I got grandchildren. I got children. I got relatives. I don't want to die right now. But I know that one of these days I'm going to die. And I'm not going to call the shots. Whenever God is ready, that's when I'm going to go. All I ask the Lord is, Lord, please help me to be ready. Please let me get ready and let me stay ready. Don't let me be lost, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, we going home, y'all. You going somewhere when you leave this world. You either going into eternal life or you going into eternal death. Lord, help me, Lord, and save my family, Lord, and save those that are in the world that's lost, oh, God. Oh, but we better be ready when Jesus comes. If we're not ready, we're going to be lost. And if we're lost, we're going to be lost for eternity. There is no coming back. There is no redos. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 58. Maybe I'll cover that on my next one. But let's just talk about a little bit. Now, this I say, and excuse me, 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 58. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. This is Paul speaking to the Corinthians that was concerned about their loved ones that had died. They want to know what's going to happen to them. Do y'all ever wonder about what happened to your loved ones when they died? Do you ever, you know, I was so naive when I first got saved. I used to pray for my dead relatives and Lord, somehow let them be saved. Lord, somehow let them done be repentant. I don't know. I just didn't want them to be lost eternal. So I began to pray for them. And then I kept reading the Bible and I saw that there was no remembrance in the grave. Hallelujah to his name in the name of Jesus. Lord, however we die, the Bible says in Revelation that say, he that is unjust, he going to be unjust still. He that is filthy, he going to be filthy still. He that is righteous, he going to be righteous still. Y'all know what? There is no redo. There is no turning around. Once you die, whatever state you die on, and that's how you're going to rise. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 50 and 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Everybody is going to be changed. We shall not all sleep. Some people are not sleeping in the grave. They're dead. Dead. You only asleep if you died in Christ. Otherwise, you're dead. That trumpet is going to sound, the Bible said, and the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Oh, don't you want to be in that first resurrection? If you're not in the first resurrection, Jesus, you're not going to get another chance to come back and do it over again. I'm telling you, beloved, on today, if you are not saved on today, fall on your knees, lift your hands to heaven, ask God to forgive you for every sin. Tell God to wash you whiter than snow, clean you in his blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are not saved on today, Lord, we lift them up, oh God. They don't have a mind, Lord. Give them a mind to be saved. Transform their hearts, oh God. Take out that heart of flesh and put it, take out that heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, give them a fleshly heart, Lord. Transform them in their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God and Lord, equip them for the journey, Lord. Save them, sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Deliver them. Set them free, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank God on today. He's yet able. His blood still works. Oh, there's no fault in God. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. He can do it, y'all. If you're not saved, what you waiting on? If you're not saved, why not? If you want to be saved, then why not today? What are you waiting on? Are you promised tomorrow? Has God promised you tomorrow? And I know the answer is no. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you something. Make up your mind. If you don't have a mind, tell God to give you a mind. You can have this building not made but hands. It's eternal in the heavens. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God bless you. May God keep you, is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we will continue this message next week. Remember, there is a building that's not made with hands. It's eternal in the heavens.
You got all power in your hands.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.